For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
It's the first time in decades the country is going through three government shutdowns in 1 year. It was basically over when the House adjourned at 7 p.m., leaving the Capitol reconvene at noon, and senators being told hours before the deadline there would be no further votes. Senator Jeff Flake says it's clear who is to blame. The president.
Just take what he said at the White House. You know, after he did that, it's tough to get it back. You know, shutdown 101 is you blame the other party at all times, and he accepted the blame.
The Supreme Court blocks the Trump administration from immediately enforcing a strict new asylum policy in a 5-4 decision that marks the second legal setback this week for efforts to tighten immigration rules. An open-ended nationwide injunction on enforcement issued by a San Francisco-based federal judge this week prompted the Justice Department to seek immediate relief from the Supreme Court. Chief Justice John Roberts provided a critical vote against the administration. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
President Trump signs a sweeping criminal justice overhaul. The new law, which had rare bipartisan support, shortens some drug sentences while expanding rehab programs for prisoners. Trump calls it a big accomplishment.
Criminal justice reform is an incredible, beyond bipartisan signing.
The law the president signed covers only federal sentences. Large-scale reform will be a matter of change at the state and local level. A 47-year-old man who's suspected in a string of deadly beatings of mostly homeless victims in the Los Angeles area has confessed to killing his aunt and uncle in Houston. Ramon Alberto Escobar confessed to Houston detectives who traveled to a Los Angeles county jail to question him about the September disappearance of the two. Mother Nature not cooperating with holiday travelers. Correspondent Polo Sandoval is at LaGuardia Airport in New York with AAA's travel predictions for the holiday season.
About 112 million travelers will be headed somewhere this holiday season, and a majority of those, about 102 million, will be traveling to their destinations by vehicle.
All three New York area airports are reporting delays. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A journalist is fired for literally producing fake news, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The top German news magazine Der Spiegel has fired one of its most successful journalists after it was discovered he'd made up facts and sources in at least 14 articles published over a 7-year period. It comes after a colleague raised concerns about a recent piece on supporters of President Trump in rural America. Der Spiegel says the reporter and editor Klaus Relotius, quote, falsified his articles on a grand scale, inventing characters, deceiving both readers and his own colleagues. The 33-year-old had, before being hired by Der Spiegel, worked for other German and Swiss publications. He won the CNN Journalist of the Year award in 2014, but now that award's been stripped from him.
The bodies of two teenagers were found buried in a family yard in Guyton, Georgia, Thursday. Another child with disabilities was hospitalized for observation. Four people have been arrested, including the biological father and stepmother. Effingham County Sheriff Jimmy McDuffie tells WTOC nothing's ever touched on his emotions like this.
I've been doing this 41 years, and a while ago I almost broke down in tears. It's that bad. I cannot understand how you do children like this.
Neighbor Ruth Sykes says she choked up when she realized the crime scene down the street was because of the bodies that were found.
Just love your children. If you don't want them, give them up for adoption. And if you don't want to have kids, don't have them.
Investigators found the bodies of 14-year-old Mary Crocker, recently reported missing, and her brother Elwin, who'd been buried there for 2 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.